This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
What is going on, Diesel Nation? We're excited to have you guys with us today on the Diesel Podcast. If you're watching this on YouTube and aren't subscribed, make sure and click the subscribe button, like, comment, let us know something about the episode. If there's a particular guest or topic that you're really interested in, let us know. We'd love to be able to take your suggestions and then get them onto future episodes. Today, I'm going to be chatting with Power Hungry Performance, and I'm really excited to chat with them for a few different reasons. One is the Hydra Chip, which a lot of our guests, you've heard them talk about tuning 7.3s, and we're going to be talking with Power Hungry Performance about how they did that, how they started, and then also something that's really cool they're working on for the industry, which is called the Summit 7.3. So it's a convention or a gathering of companies and people who work on 7.3s to basically bring everybody together. And Power Hungry is offering a really cool promotion for them. If you use code TDP20 at summit73.com, you get 20% off admission. So this is designed for people who work in the industry, build parts for it. Going to be a ton of tool companies. I've been hearing a lot of shop owners talk about this. So we're going to go into the details of that today. And if you haven't signed up, definitely make sure you do. Use TDP20 to get 20% off general admission. It's going to be a great time. Also, before we get to the podcast, I want to remind you, our friends over at Kershaw Knives have a 40% off MSRP code for you. If you go to kershaw.kaiusa.com, use code 2024DIESEL40. There's a ton of choices for different knives for EDC, hunting, fishing, around the job site, around the house. Also a bunch of choices for blade steel, blade shape, different opening mechanisms, and a whole host of knives designed to meet any budget. So if you're in the market, definitely make sure head on over, check them out. Use code 2024DIESEL40 for 40% off MSRP. All right, let's get to today's podcast with Power Hungry Performance, talking about the Hydra Chip tuning 7.3s and also the Summit 7.3 that they're putting on for people that are in the industry. Bill and Angela, welcome to the Diesel Podcast. I'm really excited to be able to chat with you guys. I've known about your company for years. We've had a lot of people on that have asked about 7.3 upgrades, different things that could be done. So I'm really excited to chat with you guys today, learn more about PHP, also some of your products, and then the 7.3 Summit, which I've been hearing a lot of shop owners chat about. So I'm sure it'll be a good time.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us, Patrick. We're really excited to be here and hear a lot of good things about the podcast, and just very happy to be here.
It's always really cool to be able to chat with a company. You guys are very well established. You've been around diesel for a really long time. And I always am curious about how the company started, how it came to be, where the passion started for, say, 7.3s or PowerStars, just diesel trucks in general. So I wanted to ask you, Bill, about that. How did PHP come to be?
I've actually been in the industry for 25 years. I started in 97 with Super Chips. They hired me to be their Ford tuner. And at the beginning of it, it was a lot of Mustangs and F-150s and stuff. And then they started getting into the 7.3 market. So we're still doing OBS trucks. Wrote the very first tunes out there for the 7.3 and worked for Super Chips for a few years. Left Super Chips, started my own company just doing custom tuning, and was doing pretty well with that. I'd moved to North Carolina, ran my company up there for a few years, started building a name for custom tuning. And Edge Products had heard about me through some of our dealers, and they were just coming out with the Evolution. They had nobody that knew how to tune Fords. They were having a lot of shifting issues with the Super Duty stuff. So in 2004, they bought my company at the time, which was Diesel Power, and hired me to work for them. So I went to work for them for a few years, did all the Evolution tuning for them, all their 7.3 tuning, the 6-liter tuning, and even started doing some of the 6.4 tuning before I left. I just couldn't deal with the climate in Utah. It's too cold. It's too dry. And from a boy from Miami, it's not where I wanted to live. So left Utah, moved to Georgia. Nice climate here. A lot of trucks out here. It's a really good place to be and a good market. So, and then just restarted the company under another name. We started Power Hungry Performance. Getting back into the market was a little difficult because it was right at the end of 2007, beginning of 2008, and the economy was difficult and people weren't really spending a lot of money on their trucks at the time. So we ended up approaching it from a market. We were doing still doing a lot of F-150 tuning, and we were using the fuel economy aspect of things to try to generate sales for tuning, and we did very well. We were able to survive. You try to start a business in a rough economy is crazy, but we were able to survive it, and started building our 7.3 following again. And we were selling other manufacturers' chips, and that was fine, but we were running into supply chain issues and stuff. And like, I can't do this anymore. So we started building our own chip. We came out with the Hydra chip, with features that were lacking in a lot of other manufacturers' chips. Online delivery, you know, USB plug-in, very, very simple delivery method. So we had that designed. We built the whole back-end support system and then released it. And it has absolutely taken over the 7.3 market for chips. It's the standard for 7.3 tuning at this point.
That's what I've heard from a lot of shops and a lot of truck owners who are interested in getting a little bit more power, a little bit more torque out of their 7.3s. They always mention the Hydra chip. I wanted to approach that from, say, the angle of somebody doesn't have a 7.3 yet, because we get a lot of listeners where they'll message in and they'll say, hey, which truck would you buy? Or if you get a guest on, ask him which truck I should buy. I want an older one. And it can go, you know, a number of different directions. And I think the question that follows right after that usually is, well, what can I do to get a little bit more power, a little bit more economy? They're not looking to build a race truck or anything like that. They just want a little bit more. And I think tuning is where it always starts. So when somebody's looking at a 99 to 03 7.3, what kind of improvements or what can you give them through tuning that they would notice a difference where they hook up a trailer or they're just daily driving it versus stock?
Right. Well, the nice thing about the Hydra chip is with our library of files, you can pick anything from basically stock to 100, 120, 140 horsepower power levels. Like you said, most of the people that are looking to bump the trucks up, they're not looking for anything crazy. They just want a little better fuel economy, a little better pulling power. So something in the 40, 65, 80 horsepower range suits most customers. It's very easy on the engine. We've got customers that have run our tunes 400,000 or 500,000 miles and have never had an issue. It's very simple to install. The selection, if you need to change power levels, the only thing that we really recommend anybody watch is just keep an eye on your exhaust temps, which is, you know, the big mitigating factor for power output. Other than that, you know, it's pick your power level and go.
One of the things when you mentioned being able to deliver tunes online, I think back to very limited history that I have with some of the chips that were out there, you couldn't do that. So you always had to like take it off, send it in, wait for it to come back.
Right.
It wasn't very convenient.
Yeah, it wasn't. That was, you know, one of the things when we had the chip designed, we really wanted to make it as user-friendly and as easy to use, file accessibility as simple as possible. And in the process of doing that, we also made it very flexible for other people to do custom tuning for, because you don't have to get the tunes from us. You can call anybody who does custom tuning and they can just email you files and you load them right onto the chip at your convenience.
It's basically open source and we provide the encryption tool to tuners for free. So it's, you know, any tuner, any 7.3 tuner can write tunes for it.
Love that. It's very cool because it, with what I know of the product, it was always like, say on the Duramax or Cummins side, you could have EFI Live or you could have some of these other things and your tuner could email you a file or maybe make a change on the truck. And it's so cool to see these older trucks be able to get some of the technology and some of the advancements that have happened with tuning. And we were chatting a little bit before the podcast about that. I had mentioned in the last couple of years, I've been starting to hear a lot more about 7.3 power strokes versus what I used to hear. And you guys are right there. That's your core customer. What are you guys seeing that as well? Are you seeing people that are wanting to get rid of their newer truck and go back to something that's simpler, that's more straightforward to be able to either build or work on or maintain?
We're seeing a lot of that. We're seeing a lot of people, you know, people who've driven 6.0s, 6.4s, or have had a 6.7 and have run into the fuel pump issues, fuel system issues, you know, that Ford will not warranty, and they just get frustrated with the vehicles. And it's like, I never had problems like this when I had a 7.3, you know. A lot of people are actually dumping the newer trucks and going back to the older ones because they're easy to work on, and they're reliable. They just run good. I mean, they're not huge powerhouses, but they'll pull all day long. So they're just good trucks.
How long have we said surely this will die off?
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing, you know, what we're doing with our event is it's we're celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Power Stroke. You know, when you think the 7.3 Power Stroke diesel came out in 94 and a half, and here we are in 2024, 30 years later, and still people still want these trucks. They're still in high demand, and there are hundreds of companies still making products for these vehicles. It's astounding.
Yeah, there's so much interest. It's really been shocking for me in that I think when I first started to get into the industry is about 2010 or 11, but I was an enthusiast before then, and it was always about the latest and greatest. So the LV7 came out. Oh, it's a common rail. And then, you know, Cummins does it. And then the 6 liter four, and then the 6.4 came out, and that was great. So for me, it was always, what's the latest engine? But I find myself doing the same thing and looking back and saying, what is the simplest, most straightforward truck that I can have that I can enjoy for however many hundreds of thousands of miles that I want it, not have to worry about some of the other things. And that's where I had seen the 7.3 Summit. I wanted to ask about that because I've seen a lot of shop owners talking about it and really interested. And I wanted to make sure we talked about this event that you guys have.
Right. That's your department.
So Summit 7.3, and you can find information at summit73.com, but it is a collaboration amongst all the manufacturers that make things for the 7.3, the reselling, the retail shops, the mechanic shops,
installers,
the builders, anyone that works within the 7.3 market. We're, you know, please come out. Let's work together to keep this truck, you know, amazing. So it's not, there'll be new products that are announced at it. There will be, you know, people showing what they have for the 7.3, but ultimately it's just about coming together and learning, okay, what are the options with the 7.3 and how can we improve this platform?
One of the really important things is, you know, as we're, you know, hitting 30 years old on these, manufacturer support for products for these, you know, like factory support is basically non-existent at this point. I mean, you can get gaskets and stuff like that, you know, a few other little things, but almost everything that you get for these vehicles now is aftermarket. There's nothing that's coming from Ford anymore. So it's exceptionally important that we highlight people who are still making products for these vehicles, because that's what's going to help continue to keep these vehicles, keep these on the road. Without that support, you know, it'll eventually just die off. And we want to make sure that everybody knows who's making what, who's got new products coming out. And even, you know, some of the more exciting stuff like billet blocks, aluminum heads, stuff like that for people who really want to get crazy with the vehicles, but just day-to-day stuff, you know, is still hugely important.
I think bringing that whole segment together is incredibly important, because there's so many companies that maybe they focus on the aesthetics or body parts or interior components, and then you have the engines and the transmissions and so many different things that are going on. How does collaborating with these companies, where do you see the future of it going from a truck owner's perspective? They just buy one of these trucks. It's going to be a long-term commitment that they have for it. How does the collaboration between companies, do you think that's going to progress, you know, being able to bring them all together like in this summit?
Well, I think the one thing is there's probably a lot of companies out there that are making stuff that nobody even knows that they're making stuff. And we want to, one, you know, from a business to business standpoint, you know, for builders, installers and stuff like that, we want to provide them access to manufacturers that they otherwise would not even have heard of before. So we want to be able to provide that. We eventually do want to have the event be open to the general public so that the end consumer can also see what's going on. Being that this is our first event with this, we wanted to try to keep it small and keep it organized, and not get too carried away with it. But it's just, you know, just being able to be aware of who's making new stuff, and share that with other installers and retailers, will be integral in keeping the platform and the hobby alive.
And there are companies that are competition with each other, but everyone comes at it from a unique angle. And so, I apologize. That was, it's a windy day here. Everyone comes at it from a different angle. So even though you have this injector manufacturer and this injector manufacturer, they both offer something a little bit different. And that's, I mean, collaboration, that's where we can come together and say, okay, this is best for this setup. This, you know, this is what I would recommend for this. And like you said, the small companies that aren't on anyone's radar, what do they have that could really improve the trucks, you know, around us that we just don't know about?
Yeah.
I mean, it is a competitive industry and there are a lot of people who play in the same areas, but, it's also a very tight knit industry. The 7-3 community is very tight knit. Everybody knows everybody. And I think, you know, for the most part, everyone pretty much gets along. We all depend on each other to keep this community going. So we've all been, a lot of us have been in this a long time and we get along with everybody pretty much.
It's really exciting because I've had either episodes or listeners message into me and they'll share these really personal stories about maybe they heard somebody do a restoration on one of our episodes and they'll talk about their dad or their grandfather having a 94 Power Stroke or a 99. And they're at the different point in their life now where they can afford to have a vehicle they want to restore. They just want to take out on the weekends, or maybe they want to work it really hard, but there's that emotional personal connection to that particular body style, year range of truck.
Right.
And so I think being able to give them all these options in the future is so important. And I haven't seen that. I haven't seen this with like a first gen Cummins or second gen or some of the other diesel models that are out there. So I think you guys are blazing a trail with it to be able to bring companies together and then people that want to, you know, capture that memory or have this truck every day, or they just want something simple that's going to run for hundreds of thousands of miles. They know where to go to get these components to maintain their truck.
And at the end of the day, there are still right at a million 7.3 liters registered in the US today. So there's still a lot of them out there. So there's, you know, a lot of room for us, you know, the people that really love the 7.3s. There's a lot of room for growth and playing with these amazing, amazing trucks.
It's interesting because the 7.3 is my first experience with a diesel truck. I grew up in a Ford family, and so being kind of rebellious, I couldn't like Ford. I had to pick another one, you know, to kind of like, but my dad loved them, and his dream truck at the time, it was an 0173 that he bought brand new. Okay. And that was the truck that we would go camping in, or he would take hunting, or he would drive every day. And it was black, immaculate, and he would just use, you know, smaller things with it, but he loved that truck. And I saw from his passion with it, and then through my time in the diesel industry, 7.3 owners are some of the most passionate that I come across of any brand, any engine maker. They love them. And it gets me excited because I like that passion. I like to know the stories behind it. I wanted to ask you, Bill, what in particular with 7.3s interested you? Was there a personal connection? Was it the first truck? Was it something you just always gravitated towards, or where did the interest come from?
It goes back to when I was working at Superchips. I've been in the automotive industry for a long time. I started out as a mechanic, you know, in my teens, and I was a Chevy guy growing up. I had a Chevelle, you know, small blocks were the thing. Much to my dad's disappointment, because my dad worked for Ford and my grandfather. When I got hired on at Superchips, they sat me in front of a computer and taught me how to tune Fords, or at least gave me the basics, and I had to kind of figure everything else out myself. Spending a lot of time on the dyno, breaking down Ford's strategies, you know, in their computers, but it was a lot of gas stuff. I was doing a lot of Mustangs and a lot of F-150s, F-250s, but all gas stuff. And then when they started coming in with the 7.3s, the thing that I found absolutely amazing about it was, like, you know, you tune a gas vehicle, and unless you're putting a supercharger on it or something like that, there's a limit to how much power you can make with just tuning. You can change the fuel curves a little bit, change timing curves. You make 10, 15 horsepower, and it's great. You know, it drives a little better, and that's fine. The first time we got a 7.3 on the dyno and I started tuning it, we're making like 60, 70 horsepower. I'm like, wow, this is crazy. Cause it's something you can feel. You can put it on the street and go, and it's just outstanding, you know? So we're, you know, I think we're kind of limited to 65, 70 horsepower on the first OBSs that we did. That's all the injectors would handle. And then, the following year when we got our first Super Duty in on the dyno, and we were making 100, 120 horsepower, I was just absolutely floored that this kind of power could be made with just, but just simple tuning. And that really just sealed it for me. I've loved tuning them since then. And you know, even at that period, you know, we're talking, you know, 98, 99, modified injectors weren't a thing yet. Modified turbos weren't a thing yet. We were just working with what we had on the truck, and that was it. So, but yeah, it was just the immediately identifiable power changes that really kind of sucked me into that whole world.
It was the same thing for me, because I was into gas trucks, and I remember you'd buy something and you get maybe 20 horsepower out of it. Yeah. And then I had a friend with a diesel and it's like 150 or 120. And I'm like, why do I have this gas vehicle? What am I doing here? Yeah, open a whole new world.
Yeah. It really does open your eyes to everything. And it's like the ability to just take something and something so simple and you get that kind of power out of it has just always been astounding.
Well, the things you can change through tuning with tuning gas vehicles, you're very limited in what you can change. When you look at the tuning for a diesel,
it doesn't have the same restrictions.
It's very different. Very different.
There's so many options there. I'm thinking of somebody who just bought a 7.3 and maybe they know a little bit, but they don't know a whole lot about all the different parts, all the different upgrades that you can do. And I find they ask questions like, how much power can I add over stock and be safe? I think it's going to come back to EGTs, but I wanted to ask you from your experience, somebody who's new, they're looking for tuning. That's where they want to start. What things should they keep in mind to be able to enjoy that power, enjoy that torque, but also be as safe as possible with the engine?
Right. Airflow is key to keeping your exhaust temps down. The more air you can get through the engine, the better. So anything you can do to get more air in front of the turbo, and anything you can do to get the exhaust out of it, downpipes, are important for keeping the exhaust unrestricted. Intake mods, cold air intakes are real popular. Some of them are better than others. Some of them allow a little better airflow. But anything you can do to get airflow through the engine is going to keep your EGTs down.
Turbo wheels.
Changing the compressor wheel would be like the next step up, so you can actually pump more air into the engine. And then once you can get the EGTs down, then you can start adding more fuel in and get more power. So, you'll do it in incremental steps. You do a little bit at a time. Depending on what your target is, if you're just looking to, pick up a little more horsepower for pulling a trailer or, run around town, a nice daily driver, you don't have to get crazy with it. And then you've got people who really like to play, and they'll put turbos on it, compound turbos, big injectors. I mean, you can get as crazy as your wallet will let you. So.
How well does
the horsepower numbers give some horsepower numbers?
Most of the trucks that we see, which, like I said, is just a lot of people who just daily driver kind of stuff. We would normally recommend, if they wanted to get involved in changing injectors, we could look at a stage one injector, 160 cc, a billet compressor wheel, intake and exhaust, and you could see close to 400 horsepower, and I wouldn't pull a 10,000 pound trailer at that level, but you can tune it down with the chip, drop the power down and still be pulling at 320 horsepower and do it reliably.
How well do the transmissions hold up? When I think of a 4R100, I kind of think of the aftermarket side of it, how many parts there are, and people that'll even swap those behind other trucks that make a ton of power. But thinking just keeping it stock, daily driving, towing, are they pretty stout for being able to handle the extra power?
The 4R100 in general is a good transmission. It's certainly could see some benefits to doing a modified valve body just to help, you know, keep things a little tighter in the transmission, a little more pressure on the clutches. Clutch wear would be probably your biggest concern. So there's some very inexpensive mods you can do to the transmission. Then again, if you really wanted to go all out, there's plenty of transmission builders. Brian's Truck Shop, John Wood, they both build fantastic transmission. ATA, there's any number of transmission builders out there that'll build a transmission, and it'll hold up pretty much anything you want to put in front of it.
I think that's what's really nice about the platform is just the options for the transmission side. When I mentioned earlier, I came from a Ford family. I went towards the Cummins side. So in my head, that was like always something you had to build the transmission pretty quick. Like they don't hold up to very much. So that's kind of been a theme that I've picked up on across all the Ford models, whether we're talking E40Ds, 4100s, 5R110s, 6R140s, all the way to the new ones. They seem to give you a lot of ability to play with power. And I think as somebody is looking maybe to get into an older truck, that's really helpful for being able to know, hey, I can add a little bit more power. I don't need to necessarily invest in a built transmission right away. Something I was curious about is, what are some questions customers ask you when they call in and they're looking for, you know, tuning or different options with tuning? What are some common things that people ask?
Oh, I can take this one. What's safe to run on my truck if it's fully stock? And the answer to that is all the tunes we write that are, so when you buy the chip, it leaves us blank. There are some retailers that will put tunes on it for you. I recommend filling it yourself so you see what the options are, but you have free access to a full library of files. All of those tunes that are in the library are designed for stock trucks. So as long as you use it, the tuning according to you know, the application, you've got extremely heavy towing, you have a daily driver, you've got extreme. All of them are safe if used within, you know, those parameters. That's a real common question. How much horsepower can I see? Well, it depends on the year. You know, you've got late 99 through 2003. So 2003, but 2002 and 2003, you don't want to put quite as much power behind it. So, you know, 140 horsepower is the answer to that. You can add about 140 horsepower over stock. And you'll see those numbers if the truck is running well. Like, there's always little things that'll...
Other questions we get are like, how much fuel economy?
Fuel economy is a big one. How much will this save me in fuel? Well, it depends on how you drive. We do have a fuel sipper tune that forces you to drive conservatively. I always recommend the higher horsepower tunes, though, because it takes less effort to get to speed and maintain it. And that's where I always saw the best fuel economy is in like the 140.
That was always the hardest part for me because I would do the same thing as load the biggest tune and then think, okay, I'm just going to conservatively drive it. But then the fun factor goes up the more you press into the pedal and it's really hard to kind of.
We used to always tell people, as you know, once you wear the shiny off of it, you know, wear the new off of it, and you get back to driving the way you used to drive your truck, then you'll start seeing some fuel economy gains. But it almost without exception, you know, the first month people call back, I didn't get any fuel economy. Well, how are you driving it? Well, yeah, I guess you're right. I probably should back off it a little bit.
And then we get a lot of questions. What are the first mods to make? Yeah. And Bill answered those.
Yeah. Intake, exhaust, you know, billet wheel, or, you know, and then you can get carried away, but you know, those are some very simple mods that provide immediately, accessible benefits.
The part I was thinking about with 7.3s, and like I said, my experience is very limited, but the people that I've known with them, they really focus on longevity and they want a little bit more power, but they're not looking to do like Cummins things and, you know, get crazy with it or Duramax. They really value the longevity of them. What are some higher mileage 7.3s that maybe you guys have had or dealers of yours have told you about that have, you know, done the tuning? That's one of the biggest questions that we get asked. And I really have never had an answer for is, you know, can I put 300,000 miles on my tuned truck, or what do you guys see with that side of it?
So the one vehicle that we had an Excursion that we bought with 270,000 miles on it, and then of course immediately put a set of injectors in it and turbo.
It was our testing vehicle. It was our
play bed. And we drove that several years without any issue. And then turned around and sold the truck because we just didn't need a big vehicle anymore. All our kids were out of the house, and we didn't need something that'll hold, eight kids and garbage. So, but I've got customers, honestly, that I was dealing with when I was still working at Superchips that have had their trucks 25 years and still running tuning that we've done on it, have 400,000 or 500,000 miles. I've got a few customers that I've had since owning Power Hungry, which we started in 2007, that have trucks that have 700,000, 800,000 miles on it and still running our tuning. They just use they're just work trucks, and they use them every day, or they're like hot shot trucks hauling or whatever. There's a lot of trucks out there with miles on it, and as long as you do the maintenance on it, these trucks will last a long, long time.
I think that's so important, because I think when you're new to diesel, you can think that maybe tuning lessens the reliability, or you think, oh, if I throw this power at it, it's not going to last as long. But I think with the expertise that you have and the testing and the longevity, right, how long you've been doing it, that you can see you can get these extra power levels and you can still have this truck at 700,000, 800,000 miles, however much somebody drives the truck. That's really key. I think it goes back to your experience and your expertise with it. And now I have an answer when people ask me this question of what they can do with a tuned truck.
and one of the things that people forget, we talk about tuning trucks, we talk about the horsepower levels we can achieve. At the end of the day, it only takes X amount of horsepower to make the truck go down the road. And that's how you're driving the truck. It's using 60, 70, 80 horsepower to go down the road. And that's it. It's when you need that surge of power, or you've got a trailer behind you and you're hitting a grade, 4 or 5% grade, that's where the power levels really are noticeable. And you're not driving it at that point all the time. So you're not really putting any more wear or any more damage on the truck, reducing the longevity of the vehicle or the lifespan, because you're not always driving it with an extra 140 horsepower behind it. It's just not the reality of it.
That's a really good point to bring up, because I think sometimes as truck owners, we get caught up on the peak number, where it's almost a red line on the dyno. This is what it makes, but we're not driving it there. So the power at lower throttle positions or at different speeds is where we spend most of our time, and that's where we can notice a huge difference, because it's very rare that you're full throttle, in a truck.
Well, unless you drive like me, but
I wanted to, we do have a lot of shop owners that listen, and I wanted to go back to the 7.3 summit for a second. When does it take place? How can people that are in that industry be able to connect with you guys, ask those questions about the summit? Because as I mentioned before, I've seen a lot of these guys talking about it and saying, hey, are you going? Oh yeah, I'm definitely interested. I'm going to it. So for anyone who's listening that is in the industry and wants to participate or learn more, how can they connect and do that?
Sure. So the summit is April 19th and 20th, 2024. You can go to summit73.com for information. And we actually have a discount code for your listeners. So we're offering 20% off general admission with the discount code TDP20. So be sure to enter that. But it is April 19th and 20th. It's just north of Atlanta, Georgia. It's going to be an amazing event. We're really so excited for it. I can't tell. So excited.
So one of the other things that we're doing with the summit is in relation to custom tuners who do custom tuning for the Hydrochip. A lot of them use our software to do the custom tuning. And so on the 18th, the day before the actual event, we actually have a class that we're holding on the software, on the Minotaur software that we use for tuning the 7.3s. So So if any of the people who are out there listening and want to get in on the class, or have just wanted to understand how the custom tuning works, we'll have a class on that on the 18th.
Seating is very limited to that, though. We have a boardroom that we're in, basically. So it's limited to 25 participants. So if anyone is interested in learning Minotaur software or honing their skills, sign up now. It'll fill up really soon.
I'm really excited about it. I've never seen anything like this. And I really believe in what you guys had said about collaborating and the 7.3 community coming together for so many different reasons, whether it's lack of aftermarket support, but lack of OEM support. Right. With components, or just learning more, and all these participants being able to go back to their shops, go back to their states, and when they get that 7.3 customer, being able to connect them, because I think it's so crucial to bring new people in, new people mm-hmm. that want an older diesel, they get a 7.3, there's an aftermarket that supports them now, and it seems like it's progressing. It's really kind of shocked me a little bit is how the older trucks are progressing almost alongside the newer ones with technology, so many different components, so many different companies involved. It's really exciting.
Right. It's been interesting because, like I said, I've been in the industry long enough. I've seen the shift of the demographics of people who are buying these trucks. And when, back in the late 90s, early 2000s, it was, guys in their 30s and their 40s, they're buying trucks, for work, or just, have a nice truck to drive around. And they've moved on to different vehicles, and we're seeing a much younger demographic come into it. These trucks are considerably more affordable than anything new. And you can buy them reasonably cheap. The market over the last couple of years has been a little weird, and we'll see if that corrects, but you can still get them reasonably cheap. And there's just a wealth of parts and technology out there to make the trucks easy to work on, and you can build something nice and still be thousands and thousands of dollars less expensive than even a newer truck that's a couple of years old.
That's one of the things with power, like we talked about earlier with tuning and what you can get out of a diesel truck. You can have an older truck that makes close to, if not more than what a brand new one does, but you have so many benefits with simplicity, fuel economy. There's just so many parts of it where, to me, an older truck appeals to me more than a newer one. I love what the new ones have in them. I love the technology, but really for me, it comes down to durability, reliability, and longevity.
Right.
And that's where these older trucks appeal to me. So I love seeing things, like this and hearing about the 7.3 Summit and the approach that you guys take with it is keeping the infusion of expertise and advancements that are out there and giving that to a whole year range of trucks, which, like you mentioned, Angela, there's a ton of them that are still registered or still on the road. They're not going anywhere. And we can keep that market going for them.
And there's a lot of brilliant minds in the industry that are coming up with very creative ways of improving this platform. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we've got some of the manufacturers that we work with that we've been talking to, that are coming up with some new innovative stuff that really hasn't been on the market yet to help just keep these things going. Different turbo kits and stuff, and different injector configurations. There's just a lot of really good stuff coming up that we may actually see some stuff being released at the event. So we'll see how that goes.
We're working with, we have Full Force Diesel and KC Turbos that are our huge sponsors for this event. And I know for a fact, KC Turbos is announcing a new product at the event. So that's
very cool.
And there's other companies that have said as much as well. So they're kind of holding off, and they're going to make it the big announcement at Summit 7.3.
Very cool. I'm sure there's a question that I didn't ask you guys either about tuning or about 7.3s or about how to change my tunes or how to update it. Something I forgot to ask you. How can someone who's listening connect with you guys, be able to ask you or your team questions about tuning or any of the products that you offer, for their truck? Is it best to call or jump on the website or go on to social media?
Let me take it.
Okay. Yeah, you got it.
My wheelhouse. So feel free to call 678-890-8255. 1110. We actually pick up the phone. You will reach a person. If you do get to voicemail, that means we're on the phone and we'll call you right back. GoPowerHungry.com is our website. You can get support at support@phptune, so phptune.com. That's support for, you know, just general. We have summit73@phptune.com if you have specific questions about the event. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. And you just look for Power Hungry Performance. And we're pretty active on all of those.
Very cool. It was awesome to learn more about the company. I've heard about you guys for years. We've had some of the guys who have 7-3 race trucks, I know, use your product. And to be able to chat with you and hear the history and the focus that you guys have is really cool. And I am definitely excited about the 7-3 Summit. I think it's something huge, not just for 7-3s, but I think across the diesel industry. And you guys are the first ones that I've heard putting something like this together, and it's so needed for, I think, the future of trucks that can be purchased, the future of the aftermarket. So I'm really excited to see how it goes, and I appreciate you guys' time today, you know, chatting with me about it. And now I know a little bit more about 7-3s. It can answer some questions some listeners message me in with.
Exactly. Well, you know, one of the things that we've always really tried to strive for is being able to educate customers and, you know, people who are interested in the market, and give them a better understanding of what it is, you know, that we can do for them, what our vendors and other manufacturers can do for them, and just let them know what their options are. Cause, I'm a big Ford fanatic. I love the 7-3, and I'd love to see it last forever. You know, I mean, there's a reality to everything, but you know, we're going to really try to keep this hobby and this market alive as long as we can. And, you know, anything that we can do to help promote it and help bring people together to celebrate, you know, this platform, you know, we're going to be part of.
Well, I definitely appreciate your guys' time today and chatting with us. I look forward to doing it again, seeing how the summit goes. Maybe ask some specific 7-3 tuning questions. Maybe some of our listeners have on a future episode. So it was really cool to chat with you.
Thank you so much, Patrick. We really appreciate it.
Really quite the experience. We appreciate it.
Don't forget, diesel fans, make sure and head on over to Kershaw.KAIUSA.com. Use code 2024DIESEL40 for 40% off MSRP. It's a great way to save some money and get some really cool gear. If you need a knife for hunting, fishing, EDC, something around the job site, around the house, they've got a whole bunch of choices for blade steel, blade shape, different opening mechanisms, different handle designs, and knives to really meet any budget that you might have. So definitely make sure, head on over, check them out, use that code to save some money and get some cool gear. Also want to give a shout out to some of our Patreon supporters, Tyler Lowen at 23 Diesel, John, J. Cole, all of our other Patreon supporters, all of you who subscribe on YouTube podcast apps, follow us on social media. We appreciate all your support here in year 8 of the Diesel Podcast and look forward to bringing you more of the content that you guys want to hear in 2024. Until next time, keep the shiny side up.